Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It is called the Protect Women's Health from Corporate Interference Act. It's a bill, it's called a sweeping bill, that if it were enacted, it would try to undo much of what was done by the Supreme Court's decision in the HHS mandate Hobby Lobby decision recently, and might strike at the very foundations of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, otherwise known as RFRA. What does all that mean? And is this for real? Or is it just a symbolic gesture by some senators who want to register their discontent with the Supreme Court's decision? Joining us to answer some of those questions, Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life. Carol, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. I'm glad to be on.
Is this just somebody kind of legislatively throwing a fit, a symbolic gesture to say, look, I am upset with what the Supreme Court decision decided about the HHS mandate?
To some extent, yes, because the Senate knows that the House is not going to pass this bill. So they knew it wasn't going anywhere. But this is very real for them. They want women to have access to birth control, to abortion, whatever, and they do not want anything standing in the way. Your moral convictions, your religious faith is something that you should keep to yourself. You should practice on Sunday morning if you're religious. But don't bring it into the workplace or your community.
To me, even the title seems to beg the question. In other words, it seems to presuppose that women have a right not just to these various forms of contraception, even abortifacients, but that they have the right for their corporate employers to foot the bill.
Yes, yes. The Obamacare has allowed the Secretary of HHS to establish a list of preventive services that must be provided by an insurance coverer, you know, whether it's the employer or a personal plan or an exchange set up by a state to deal with Obamacare. And the Secretary of HHS can add whatever procedure he or she wants to this list of preventive services. So contraceptives are a preventive service, and they were added, which is why we had all of these court cases and the Hobby Lobby decision coming down from the court. Our concern is that the HHS secretary could also add the chemical abortion, RU486, any elective abortion procedure that could be mandated, because those prevent birth. They are preventive services. And that they would also then expect businesses and insurers to cover those procedures. And your conscience doesn't make any difference, can't be involved, can't get into this decision-making process.
What does the current bill that we're talking about, the Protect Women's Health from Corporate Interference Act, what does it have to say on the issues raised by the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act?
Well, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act said that it allowed a large segment. Well, it said that if you have an objection, a conscientious objection to doing anything, you know, the government cannot infringe on your religious beliefs. By trying to strike down that bill, the Obama administration and the Senate Democrats are saying it doesn't matter if your conscience would object to something, you have no choice, you have to do it.
So if this were to pass, in the unlikely event you mentioned before that the House is not likely to pass it, if this were to pass, though, what would be the outcome of it? What could be the circumstances that would prevail afterwards?
Well, if this had passed, businesses like Hobby Lobby would be forced to do whatever the government tells it to, regardless of their moral or convictions or religious beliefs. This could also be used to force medical personnel to participate in abortions. If the elective abortion is added to the list of preventive services, doctors and nurses would no longer be able to say, I won't help. This would force people to do what they don't want to do, which is the end goal. And the senators who voted this way are very determined that that's what should be the standard in this country.
What do we need? Obviously, we have a Supreme Court decision, but much of this is still up in the air, and who knows what HHS will attempt to do next time with another issue. Do we need comprehensive legislative reform on conscience issues when it comes to this?
I would say we don't need the reform because those laws are in effect. We need to make sure that we protect them. You know, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, as well as other provisions in federal law, do protect the rights of conscience regarding, you know, health coverage mandates and you know, other services. So we have those rights now. What we need to do is protect them. And quite frankly, it's the courts, the judges, that are trying to strike down. Now, the Supreme Court did uphold the religious rights of the Hobby Lobby business owners. But in many cases, it is the judges or the courts that are striking down our freedoms and our rights, our constitutional rights to free speech and to, you know, practice religion the way that we wish to. What we need is the Senate, who is going to make sure that the judges getting confirmed will uphold the Constitution.
What do we need to deal with the kind of abortion-expanding components of Obamacare?
We need to get as many anti-Obamacare members of Congress as possible elected this fall, and that's what my organization is going to be working on. We have to stop this in any way we can, and it's not just the abortion-expanding provisions. Where abortions will be subsidized in insurance policies, because that's one of the big things that President Obama is pushing, that, you know, sign up for Obamacare because we can subsidize your policy. Well, that subsidy will cover abortions, and it's our tax dollars that are paying for that. Congress could still do some things to stop and interfere with that. Our other concern, though, is that Obamacare will also ration health care, and it doesn't matter how much money you have, you will not be able to get the procedure because any doctor who provides it could be, you know, against government mandates, could be basically kicked out of service. He wouldn't be able to participate in any plans. The rationing of health care is coming down the road if we don't stop it within, I'm going to say, the next year.
With only a minute here, Carol, do we need our lawmakers to understand the difference between contraception and abortifacients?
That's a tough one. There's a lot of confusion as to which, or, you know, whether or not some contraceptives are actually abortifacients and which ones. That's tough, but, you know, we do need lawmakers to understand that if anything is going to destroy human life, it needs to be stopped, at least not funded with our taxpayer dollars and the government supporting it.
What do you see as the next step here?
Well, coming from a very cultural point of view, we need to make a huge difference in the elections. Our laws, our policies, everything is based on who gets elected and what decisions they make. And certainly the prayer needs to go into that as well, so that we are doing what we need to, and we want God's will down on in our country. But the elections and who makes the laws determines the kind of society we have.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life. You'll find a link to National Right to Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Carol, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about Christianity and poverty. Poverty is something that is, well, it's not just at arm's length from most Americans. It's hidden. It's at night. You go into any major city and you're going to see the dark end of poverty. It's not necessarily those working poor that we hear so much about, although that's included. People who live without homes or any support, no, without families, sometimes families that are living without that kind of support. Homelessness is one of the major symptoms of this. How should Christians understand poverty, those who suffer under it, and to what extent in what ways our mercy, the mercy that we show to all, extends especially to those who live in poverty? We'll answer some of those questions with Pastor Steve Shave, Director of Urban and Inner City Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among His people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.